Are you someone that is a little concerned about speaking in public? There is an old story that most people are jealous of the body at a funeral as opposed to having to speak at the occasion. Joining us to have a chat about maybe getting over this particular hurdle from Toastmasters is Jenny Webster. Jenny, how are we doing?
Good. How are you today, Andrew?
Very well, thank you. Why do people come to Toastmasters?
I think initially it's that they can't talk in public,
yep,
or they just have that fear of public speaking. We're not all about public speaking. We're about getting people to come out of their shells to basically improve themselves.
Right.
So it's not just about public speaking.
Yeah.
We really do emphasise, we do have speeches, but that's not forced upon anybody. So we don't care if you don't do a speech for the first year that you're there.
Right, okay.
It's not something we force. It's all about you working on yourself at your own pace.
Sure. How long have you been involved and how did you become involved with Toastmasters?
I became involved through a meeting I was at that another Toastmaster was at, and they gave a short speech and it was perfect speaking, and I thought, oh, I really need to get some of that. And I've been there 12 years since. So.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
So, well, if you would like to get some of that, you've actually got something coming up next Monday. Tell us a little bit about the Toastmasters Find Your Voice.
Yeah, it's all about finding your voice and coming out of your shell. We need people to understand that it's not about making speeches. We want people to understand that they can talk to other people the way that they can't normally speak.
Yeah.
It's just trying to get them to understand that they just need to come out of their shell.
Mm.
Talking to other people is what it's all about.
Yep.
And we're going to encourage that on Monday night.
Jenny, this might not come as a galloping shock, but I'm reasonably comfortable speaking in front of a group of people. However, when it comes to having a conversation, if you would say intimately, small talk. I suffer with small talk. I don't necessarily do, in fact, I do a terrible job at it. Is that something that you could help me with?
We can help with that. And it is something that we try and help people with. Small talk's easy in amongst a group of friends.
Yes.
When you're put in front of a group of co-workers, for instance, what do you say? How do you address them? What is it you're trying to convey?
Yeah.
And that's the sort of thing we can help with. You can come from a work somewhere who, and you might be in charge of a group of people and you have to give a speech in front of them.
Mm.
And you're not quite sure what to say, but you can bring that speech there and we can
help work it out.
Help work it out.
Yeah, right. I think of an example of when my missus says we're going to a function with her friends or with her work colleagues and I know absolutely nobody there, I can't necessarily engage in that situation.
That's right. Yeah. And we are about trying to get you to engage and bringing self-confidence, self-esteem to people.
Mm.
That's what it's all about. We love to find that people do grow in that way, and that's exactly what we want. We want people to grow. It's terrible going to a job interview nowadays. You just don't know what they're going to ask. We help you in those situations as well by speaking off the cuff every meeting we have.
Well, how often do Toastmasters meet?
The first, third and fifth Mondays of every month,
except for
December where we break after the first Monday.
Fair enough then. And what's a meeting entail? What do you do when you turn up?
We do table topics, which is just general off-the-cuff stuff. We can just ask, what did you do today? Or what was the best thing that you did today? Or some random question that you have to answer. It might be a statement that you can either agree with or disagree with. And you can turn things around. You don't have to actually answer the question.
Right.
That's what it's all about. Because if you don't like that question or haven't got an answer to that question, you can't think of anything, you then turn it around and say, well, I actually did this and that's what.
Can you answer a question with a question?
With a question, yes. Yeah, okay. You can sort of do that. It's all about making it yours.
Yeah. All right. Well, it sounds like it would be a lot of fun, certainly for someone who's used to speaking like my good self. So you got the Find Your Voice. That's on next Monday. Where is it going to be at and what time do we need to be there?
Okay. So it's at the Ron Adams Room of the Musselbrook Workers Club. And if you're there by 6:45, we would like that because that's what we'd like to introduce you to everybody that's there. So,
all right. And if anyone would like to find out anything more about Musselbrook Toastmasters?
Yeah, if they pop online onto your radio station, we will actually have it all on there. And there's an email and a phone number there.
Go to our community page at 2nm.com.au. Jenny, thank you very much for joining us to have a chat today.
Awesome. Thank you.